So I consider a pinch issue only steroids. But that's just a problem. If there is a state law that says you can't say it, maybe there's some FAA or some other problem about why you should be able to do this. But I'm still supervised with this problem.
This is a problem with this decision. This is a decision for the current year. This is the issue for which I'm talking about. Because it's like the issue of subject matter preemption. We're talking about the question of who gets to decide and who gets to use the force. Sometimes you use these terms, you use them a little bit too easily. So, that's why I use the word. Let's assume on someone's point, in a case where it's both sides stipulated, and under the collective bargaining agreement, somebody is not entitled to amendment. This amendment, what a state law provided is, was under that circumstance, with this government state trying to go over what it means, you have to get in there, or it's going to have to be litigated under the system or it has to see it. So, you have to go over it. I should know that if you go to Dr. James, or that's where both sides stipulated that the collective bargaining agreement did not provide for this amendment. Under those circumstances, do you agree that it would be the question of the applicability of state law would be appropriately issued with security on
it seems to cater a question is
Thank you. Well,
Thank you.
This is one of my problems with the case. Contact the action she needs to decide. Is there a case that's not federal or state law applies? The judge told me that he's in my views to go back to the sentencing of the individual. But not for the first time.
I do agree that the impact of this statute on the operations of U.S. Airlines and then being influenced by the airline, that is not a remedy they were at. You mentioned the issue. You bring me to your end.
And it's just up to all the state things. Does it, because I think our community provides certain instances for the use of these on an emergency basis for inmates or for
inmates.
It's not a state collapse in this circumstance.
That's correct. And of course, the class in the first instance, so they make numerous allowances for safety and class in the process.
The state of the is a procedural issue because we're not here to decide the merits of the airport here or the airport here. This is really here to decide which policy. And one of my concerns with your argument is that you take this, is if you take this institute of creating, pleading, you simply make an interpretation of the statute that you believe fits your purposes, and voila, then you're into the state court. Are there any barriers or guidelines plus a plaintiff makes a pleading argument that the statute should be interpreted in a certain way?
Well, first, Your Honor, of course, this case wasn't a question of part of the duty because this involves a non-subtraction issue from standing to suit agency, but getting to transfers in the sense
of being a condition.
Yes, and the implementation would be limitations on the state law does, in fact, create an independent right that is not a matter of collective bargaining agreement interpretation.
So, if all you have to do then, as I understand it, is plead an independent right, and therefore you then can advantage yourself of the state forum. If where you're deciding if there's a proper responsibility agreement, the communication time is at a bucket where you're simply deciding for yourself. How do you make that determination without making the substantive determination that you want to create as a foundation?
The interpretation would rely on the two part-side factors, and as this court recently found in Jensen, those are closely tied to the rationales behind the remedy they were asked.
But I would just point that if even if you can't exactly go on ours,
Not
especially if you already have assumptions.
Exactly, Your Honor, and I'm going to try and define some things that you can do. If the legal nature of the statute, the impact of it, what are the arguments that we made under that statute? Instead of being in some aspect of CBA, whether it's express or whether it's best practice, in this instance, case in order, it's the best practice that you can have. The goal is that best practice funds, as the official record question of what purposes do they harm the community? Are they overseeing, receiving, or at least to play a role on the basis of the argument that it does not provide an instrument? We said that the district court views your demands to be, but it also is a deterrent.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm going to explain what that's in this court.
I'm going to make sure I understand what you're explaining, Your Honor. You're not certain, for purposes of this litigation, your position is that your client is not entitled to the agency's relief that the state proceeding could give her.
That's right.
Your Honor, you're not entitled to such a
claim. I'm not entitled to such a claim. Emergency leave, because it's CR 316 and 340, and then people can see arbitrators
there's nothing they have to interpret in the scheduling provisions of the CBC that would require, that would require the state court to look at those charges. You don't know if the image means to us, but it's nothing the state court has to do to interpret the scheduling provisions.
But the CBC does not know what the state's views on those provisions are. We said it's a legal standard. If the state statute said that it's the state's view, then however changing between, say, for example, on state media and television, in context of the specificity of the views, this is a different issue. Now, to your point, the statute says charging the standard, you can give the space between the parties. It's not that we comply with the CBA. And if you're looking at the question of how that works, that's what the CBA says, that it's not an arbitrary issue.
We argue that it's important, and therefore it will be submitted to the administrative law judge. But we use the statute as the agency to deliver it. So it's totally up to comply with the compliance policy or the CBA. It has to be submitted to the agency. So it's totally up to the
agency. And if we were to answer your question, this frequently asked question means, or it's because it says, however, provisions of collective bargaining agreements for employee policies regarding these agreements contain other provisions concerning discipline, such as medical certification, mandated payments, scheduling for vacation, places of employment.
I think it's important to keep our staff off. Let me talk about the quality of the employment. And if you think she was put out of her way, it's not an administrative law. It doesn't carry any weight other than it's giving education to the public that most of the function is an official determination of the agency. And again, whether we're right or wrong with it, there's still no portion of any passage of the collective bargaining agreement that needs to be interpreted by the state court to decide whether the state law allows advanced views of the pharmacologist to get warranties.
But there was no rational form of any position that was in the individual's position. And then we see there's a legal position in the briefs. Generally, we don't give a lot of weight to any positions by the agency. So there's nothing in the public regulations that are itself is not interpreted to see the changes included in the schedule that is present.
Your Honor, the schedule is working to cater to the government and to consider the changes in the government.
But it is that it says no.
It's just that we can just compare, Your Honor, because the legal nature of the company.
Well, whatever the state does, that's just because whatever the state agency does, this is something that they could interpret it as completely certified. As long as the state agency says we interpret it as not overriding or the CDC, then the state agency decides as well that the chair's theory is what we think.
Well, Your Honor, we just said to the judge, we don't know what I'm saying is. It's up to the state court to decide our methods of outreach.
Or so we have to, but which one is the plaintiff?
And then you're into the state court.
And what's wrong with it is
if there's not only problems, of course, the state statute, the state court is trained.
Well, the only expense of 24 years is the county to interpret the CBA.
I'm trying to say they don't.
Maybe for the requirements of my marriage, the measure of law.
Exactly, that's the paragraph 20 issue. There's a lot of new cases in this study that I'm concerned about. Only the first thing is parallel contract court. Just a lot of times, it's a big bridge.
Although there are no cases on the end, if I said that the statute means when you have other major laws, you actually get double because you're ever trying to secure child care rights. And I think that in my view, that's what the question of the statute would mean or interpreted liberally. Once you're then permitted out of the arbitration form and into the state court, or is there anything that's at all different system?
All right, I'm sorry, I should.
Yeah, well, if the state court finds this is for those who
board, which is the only determinable state that our human culture disappears into its external culture. Washington just passed the National House of 60 law, right? What is it? This is CBC Rule 60. Abortion is an enforcement of the state court, and if you had an employer, would you give CBA just a policy? Am I something that needs to be called the federal side?
We can call them justice by the
right. Well, if you put in substance, there are assumptions and conceptions here in the first instance. If this case were to go to an arbitrator, what is the question of the arbitrator being the state law of the United States? If there would not be a common law shop issue to resolve, that's the first part of the department of government.
If this is the case of the arbitrator, it would be the case of the law. There are provisions. This is an interesting case. There are things that CBA incorporates the most favorable state law in an individual circumstance. But that is great. State law should be created so that we will not contract issue.
For our perspective, we can use the most reasonable purpose as far as we can see. So, just to use this as another part of the agreement, if we force the arbitrator to solve a question that is a question in which abortions should be removed.
My colleague Mark Gibson said that you can submit to the board of justice a legal form that is from your year, but it's not the hospital parties to be secured to say the jurisdiction of the system board is simply the CBA. In this case, the CBA can choose to have the process of
47% of the cases sponsored. That would be the only way.
Right, I disagree that she was not responsible to us for leaving this matter before the collective bargaining agreement. But you did say that you
Thank you.
Thank you.